This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider today, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, happy to be here. You know that.
Okay, Andy. Let's go up in the sky and shoot our view back down on the state of Texas. What's up with the Red Sox?
Well, they're just kind of floating along to wrap up the season. Last night, the Sox lost to the Rangers 6-4. This afternoon, the Sox wrap up this three-game series with the Rangers and the matinee starting at 2:05. Brian Bayo will be on the bump. Sox then return to Fenway, beginning the final homestand of the season on Friday night with a three-game series starting against the White Sox before welcoming the Rays for a pair of games. Sox now 75-77. They're in last place in the AL East. Of course, well eliminated from the first-place contention. They're 20.5 games behind the Orioles. But believe it or not, Bill, Sox still alive in the wild-card race. They're 8.5 games behind the Rangers for that final spot for the AL wild card.
That's unbelievable. I thought they were eliminated from that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, they might be by by Friday.
I do. I think we just got to beat the Yankees in the standings by the end of the year. Is that?
Yeah, I think that's the goal right now. Try not to finish in last.
At least we beat the Yankees. All right. Some big news since we last talked with the you and I talking with the Red Sox organization.
Certainly was. Soon after we talked last Thursday, Chaim Bloom was fired as chief baseball officer after four seasons, which includes the trade that sent former MVP Mookie Betts to the Dodgers during Bloom's tenure. Sox made the ALCS in 2021, but they also had two last-place finishes in their division, and they could be heading for another one this year. Owner John Henry says the move signifies a new direction for the club. So does that mean he's going to open the purse strings and start bringing in some big-name free agents? We will have to see.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a crazy last several years with him as a GM, and I don't blame him entirely, but it's hasn't been good, that's for sure.
Certainly hasn't.
All right. Well, let's. You mentioned the big news of the Red Sox on Thursday, but let's go back and pick up some of the action from the past week.
Yeah, the Red Sox did have to play a doubleheader after that news last Thursday, and they played the Yankees in a day-night twin bill at Fenway, wrapping up a seven-game homestand in Game 1. Red Sox blanked the Yankees 5-0. Tanner Houck, six shutout innings for the win. Trevor Story hit a three-run homer in that game. In the nightcap, Game 2, Yankees came back to beat the Red Sox 8-5. Aaron Judge hit a grand slam. On Friday, the Sox headed to Toronto and were shut out by the Blue Jays 3-0. Brian Bayo did strike out a career-high 10 batters in the loss. On Saturday, Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 4-3 in 13 innings. Chris Sale pitched a good one. One run over six innings, struck out 10. Rafael Devers hitting his 32nd home run. On Sunday, the Blue Jays won again, 3-2 over the Red Sox. Rafael Devers timed the game with a solo home run the top of the ninth, but the Blue Jays walk it off, scoring a run in the bottom of the ninth. Devers now tied with Jim Rice for the most home runs in franchise history. Before the age of 27, they both have 172. With that loss on Sunday, the Sox dropped four in a row and six of their last seven. But on Monday, that four-game losing streak came to an end as the Sox double up the Rangers 4-2 in the Lone Star State. Rob Refschneider's two-run single at the top of the eighth led the Sox the win.
Well, there we are now caught up to date. A lot of games in just 6 days here, Andy.
Well, doubleheaders will do that, that's for sure.
That's absolutely right. All right, we have a Red Sox note here as far as Corey Kluber. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, not a major surprise here. He's been shut down for the rest of the season after completing a rehab session in Worcester. The 37-year-old dealing with inflammation of his shoulder. He'll continue his recovery at home. Kluber will be a free agent at the end of the year. He did sign a one-year, $10 million contract this season with the Sox. He went 3-6. He was the opening day starter with a 7.04 ERA.
Well, Andy, as you mentioned, there's live baseball this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Don't know how that will end up, win or a loss, but we do know the 1 o'clock game on NESN Plus will be a W, right?
Yes, sir, they will. A perfect appetizer for the 2 o'clock first pitch. It's the game for September 20th of 2017. Of course, you might remember this one, Bill. Chris Sale struck out 13 over 8 shutout innings in a 9-0 win over the Orioles in Baltimore. Sale's final pitch of the night was his 300th strikeout of the season.
You're giving me too much credit, Andy.
I remember it distinctly for some reason. I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Those were the days, right? All right, let's go to the news notes from around Major League Baseball.
Well, on Saturday, Braves first baseman Matt Olson hit his 52nd home run of the season. That set a Braves franchise record. Also on Saturday, the Dodgers clinched the NL West title for the 10th time in the last 11 years. On Monday, Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright tossed seven scoreless innings and a 1-0 win over the Brewers for his 200th career victory. and two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani, the Angels won't be pitching in 2024. Ohtani underwent Tommy John surgery yesterday, expected to return to the mound in 2025. Next year, Ohtani is expected to be available as a designated hitter on opening day, but the question will be, what team will Ohtani be playing for on opening day of next year as he's a free agent at the end of the season?
What do you think, Andy?
Well, I don't think it's going to be with the Angels. That I can bet a penny on. I do think he'll probably stay somewhere on the West Coast. As the, you can see the Dodgers getting involved, obviously the Giants and the Seattle Mariners. I think those are three teams that will bid strong. Of course, you can always can't always rule out the Yankees and Mets getting involved, but I think Ohtani will want to stay on the West Coast.
All right. Hey, the Rays are building a new ballpark. Tell me about that.
Yes, they announced that the other day. Going to be in St. Petersburg. Should be ready for the 2028 season, according to reports. But a group did gather yesterday at St. Petersburg City Hall to protest plans for that new park in the historic gas plant district. Protesters say what they were promised when Tropicana Field was built decades ago didn't happen, and they worry the city will fall through once again on its promises. One protester said just because the city will benefit doesn't mean its working-class residents will.
Wow, folks doubting government. That's unusual. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, wow, okay. but that's not the only ballpark in the news, is it?
Yeah, the Braves are considering major upgrades to American Family Field. Legislators passed the bill on Monday, but allocate more than $614 million in public funding for upgrades and repairs. The state would award just over $60 million to the team this fiscal year and up to $20 million in each year through 2045-46. The proposal needs to pass the state assembly and Senate before landing on the governor's desk for final approval.
You said the Braves. Is that the Braves in Georgia, or is that the Brewers?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Brewers. If I said Braves,
okay. You know, I'll be honest with you, Andy. I struggle to know the names of all the ballparks nowadays. It used to be automatic, but
with all the sponsorships these days, they change every few years. It's yes, I agree with you 100% with that one. No question about it.
I was scratching my head there, but without any hair on it. All right. All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us? I mean, are there any rumors as to who the Red Sox might be looking at for a GM moving forward?
Well, one name you could take off the list is Theo Epstein. There was some reports early on that maybe he'll come back to the Red Sox, but that was quickly squashed during the press conference announcing Bloom's firing. So take him off the list. There really haven't been any names that have popped up to the forefront right away as to who's going to replace Bloom. I would think it's going to be someone with some experience, not someone that's kind of new to the job, a veteran type of former GM, if you will, especially if Henry wants to start spending money again. He'll want someone with a lot of experience and see how it goes. Kind of like they're going to go back and forth. They, you know, before they had Bloom, they had Dave Dombrowski, the veteran GM that was enjoying spending money. Before that, it was Ben Cherington, who was more like a Heim Bloom with the analytics and keeping costs down. So I guess they're volleying back and forth with the GM. So
are Dan Duquette and Hayward Sullivan still available, do you think?
I don't think Hayward is, but Duquette is, that's for sure. He's still out there.
I know he is, yeah. All right. But, you know, Andy, I mean, I know you're pretty tight with the Bucks now in your current life, but if you were to get the job, you'd be free and willing to spend money, right?
No question at all. And I would obviously go after Ohtani, but I don't think he wants to come to Boston. But so we have to start elsewhere.
All right. Good stuff. Andy, good talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
All righty.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone here on MSO News Sports.com.